Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is tape number 26, Are We Saved by Faith Only? A doctrine commonly taught in the world is that a person is saved the very moment he believes in Jesus Christ, and that he's saved without any further acts of obedience. A New Testament book called James has much to say on the subject of faith and works. For example, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone, James 2:17. Misunderstood possibly as much as any other part of the Bible in its doctrinal teaching is the essentiality of good works to salvation. People confuse the good works of the gospel, which the Bible clearly defines as essential, with the works of the law of Moses or the meritorious works of men in an effort to earn salvation. The Bible does not teach that people are saved by the works of the Old Testament law of Moses, for we read in Romans chapter 3, verse 20, that by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified in his sight. From Colossians 2, verse 14, we learn that the law of Moses was nailed to the cross of Christ and is no longer bound upon anyone. We know that the only hope for salvation for lost humanity today is through the gospel of Christ. We do not propose to be saved by the works of the law, but through the works of faith and the labor of love in obedience to Christ. What the Bible says, by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified, is emphasized still further in James 2:24. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. These works then must not be the works of the law, but are the works of faith revealed in the gospel of Christ. The law of Moses is dead, and its works mean nothing today, but the works of the gospel mean much. A person is saved by the blood of Christ through the grace of God. He is not saved by faith only, but through obedience to the commands of Christ. Jesus became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him, Hebrews 5:9. This does not mean that the obedient soul earns, merits, or deserves salvation, but that he qualifies for the mercy and grace of God, who according to his mercy saves us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Titus 3:5. The Bible makes it clear in that same passage that while we are being saved through the washing of regeneration, or baptism, and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, that it is not by works done in righteousness which we have done ourselves. But if we do not submit ourselves to the righteousness of God in obedience to His Word, we cannot be saved. There are many Bible passages that show the essentiality of faith, that we are saved by faith, justified by it, and so on. Every one of these passages is to be believed and accepted. But there is one similar thing about all these passages on faith. Not one single passage ever says that we are saved by faith only. There are no such passages in the Bible. Here is a great point to remember. Never in any age or dispensation in human history has God saved man by faith only. God has always required faith plus obedience. No other formula for salvation has ever worked. None ever will. Jesus said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Mark 16:16. It is faith plus obedience. This is the embodiment of the principle under which God has always worked in saving man. It is utter folly to expect him to make an exception to the rule now and save anyone by faith only and without obedience. Thank you so much for asking about this important matter.
The message you have just heard